today on Real Radio.
Whoever's a Christian should walk in this world like Jesus walked. Well, I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. What's God's will for this situation? Open your Bible. I don't know what I should do about this situation. Yes, you do. God has given us his word. It's the instruction book on how we ought to walk because God wants us to walk like Jesus.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called God to the Rescue, Part 2, continues a series now called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. Thanks for joining us as we go through the compelling Book of Isaiah. You know, God called the prophet Isaiah primarily to the nation of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. God wanted Judah to turn away from their sins and return to him so that he could continue to bless them. Isaiah, by the way, is also called the evangelical prophet of the Old Testament because God used him not only to share the good news of the coming Messiah, but also what's going to happen in the last days when Christ returns. In part 1 from Isaiah chapter 10, we learned that even when things look hopeless, God is always on time and coming to the rescue. Judah was suffering under godless leadership during this time. It was a very dark situation where those in power were leading the people towards poverty and corruption. And now in part 2, the Lord is warning the people of Judah and Israel about the fact that good people will suffer under bad leadership. God always keeps his word. He promised to restore the prosperity of Judah and Jerusalem, and he keeps his promises. So today on day 2 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that throughout history, nations have made it their mission to destroy Israel and divide up the land. But God hears those enemies of Israel and how they brag on how powerful they are. They will not go unpunished. And now continuing his lesson called God to the Rescue, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
In one of the books, I'm not sure if it was a Frank Turek book, I was reading one of the speaker's books this week, of last week's conference. And since September 11th, 2001, when we were attacked by Islamicists, the jihadists, and the people in Muslim countries, by the way, on September 11th, 2001, you can view it online, they were shouting, death to Israel, death to America. By the way, that was happening today in Iran. Death to America, death to Israel. Today, we just gave them everything. Gee, who could be surprised? We all knew it was coming because we know our Bibles. We know what's happening. We give them this great, great gift, and today they turn around and say, death to Israel, death to America. And around the world, Muslims are shouting, death to America, on September 11, 2001. You can view it online. Since September 11, 2001, the amount of mosques built in America has more than doubled. America will attack Christians and yet give Islam a free pass. Because I believe what God is saying is, my hand is stretched out. Repent, or else your enemy's coming. But is there an active repentance happening in America today? I don't think so. What's happening? Exactly what happened 3,000 years ago. Israel didn't cry out to God, and so the enemy crossed over its borders and into its country and took it. And by the way, do you know what they did? They set up high places. Tall, phallic symbols all over the land of Israel. The Ashtaroth. Have you ever read in your Bible the Ashtaroth poles? Yeah, well, go look them up. I'm not going to tell you right now. There's some young people in here. Interesting. God says, my hand is stretched out. He uses nations, and he's going to be using the Assyrian Empire. Look at verse 6. I will send him. Now he's speaking of Assyria. Calls the nation him against an ungodly nation. Now that's Israel. Israel's the ungodly nation, a hypocritical nation, he calls them, and against the people of my wrath. I will give him, Assyria, charge to seize the spoil, to take the prey, and to tread upon Israel, to tread upon them down like the mire of the streets. Yet he does not mean so. Watch this. Let me follow along carefully in your Bible, because I'll change the wording so you can track it a bit. Verse 6 goes like this. And I will send the Assyrian against an ungodly nation, Israel, and against the people of my wrath, that's Israel, and I will give him the Assyrian. Are you guys following me in your Bibles? Because I'm changing it so you know who's who. To seize the spoil, that is of Israel, to take their prey and to tread them down like the mire of the streets, to tread Israel down because of their disobedience. Yet he does not mean so. That is, the Assyrian does not mean so, nor does his heart think so. Watch. But it is in his heart, the Assyrian, to destroy and cut off not a few nations. For he says, this is the Assyrian, are not my princes altogether kings? Watch what happens. This is, just bear with me, this is cool. Is not Calno like Carchemish? Is not Hamath like Arpad? And is not Samaria like Damascus? He's bragging, the Assyrian. As my hand has found the kingdoms of the idols, whose carved images excelled those of Jerusalem and Samaria. Verse 11, as I have done to Samaria and her idols, shall I not do also to Jerusalem and her idols? Assyria is saying, watch, this is amazing. God is using this Assyrian nation to attack his people, okay? He thinks in his mind, Assyria, I'm going to go and I'm going to deal with Israel and take their stuff. But God says he doesn't even know that what's in his mind, the real, true, deep motive, it is to destroy Israel. This is a massive, awesome, incredible declaration of the sovereignty of God. Listen carefully. It's in his heart to attack Israel. But it's not in God's heart that the Assyrian destroy Israel, only chastise or discipline Israel. The sovereignty of God. The Assyrians want to destroy it completely. God will not allow that. And yet it's in the Assyrian Empire's heart to destroy Israel completely. Stop and think right now. Is it in the hearts and minds of nations and leaders to destroy completely the nation of Israel today? Yes. Are you watching the news? What is going on? See, nothing's new under the sun. God will use nations to discipline those who are called by his name. Even America, I think, is receiving now discipline from God that we, the church, might turn. We're in the condition that we're in right now because of apathy. We're not obeying God as a people. He wants us to turn around. He doesn't want to bring judgment to us. You've seen, you won't raise your hand. You don't want to raise your hand for that. I'm assuming all of us have seen a revelation of Planned Parenthood and the mutilation, selling of baby parts. And how that lady said on the video, yeah, you know, this is great. You know, we sell lungs and kidneys from babies. We kill them a certain way so we can get more money for their livers and stuff. And she said, you know, I want a Lamborghini. That's what I want. God sees this. God says, I want you who have power to defend the defenseless. He says, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. You cannot find someone more, or I should say, more helpless and less defensive than a baby in the womb. God says, I don't care what your opinion is, and you should not care what my opinion is. God says, that's a person, and I made that person inside there by my divine work. That's my work. Imagine, are you pregnant tonight? That's a miracle. I'm not talking about how it came about. You might have, you know, if you're a teenager these days, it seems to brush elbows and you get pregnant. I know there's more to it than that, but is it unwanted pregnancy? Listen, biology is a miracle. but we messed up. I understand you messed up. But you know what? There's a baby in there. Don't kill that baby. Give it up for adoption. Call the church. We'll find a home for that baby. But it's not. Yeah, okay. Two wrongs never make a right, ever. And so God is calling out. Sin's bad enough, you guys, but here's Israel getting judged. They knew God. Sin's bad enough, but it's worse when it's God's people that's doing it and not turning from it. It's bad enough, but when God's people are flaunting it. Listen to this. Mark in your Bible, 1 John chapter 1. 1 John 1. 1 John 1 says this. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, with God, don't say anything. But are you a Christian? Do you have fellowship with God? But you walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 2:3 says this. Now, by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him, or that we're believers. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Is that an amazing statement? That's awesome. Whoever's a Christian should walk in this world like Jesus walked. Well, I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. What's God's will for this situation? Open your Bible. I don't know what I should do about this situation. Yes, you do. God's given us his word. It's the instruction book on how we ought to walk, because God wants us to walk like Jesus. I was talking to somebody the other day and claiming to be a Christian. And yet when I said, well, this is God's will, it says right here regarding your situation, this is what the Bible says. And I read the Bible. And that person declaring that they're a Christian said, I'm not going to do that. Forget it. And I said, I just want you to know, you're not rejecting what I said. It's right here. Letters are written in red. I just want you to know that. You say you're a Christian, and you just said you are not going to do what he said to do. John said, you're a liar. You don't know him. No, but I say I know him. You can say that all the way to hell. You can just say it all you want. What's that old saying? You can. How's it go? But you can eat at a. You can eat donuts, but you're not. No. What is that thing? Eating donuts doesn't make you a policeman. Look, we're not. Let's just drop it. It's something like that, though. You know, it's. It doesn't matter what you say about yourself. It's what are you? You know, what are you? And the Bible says a believer walks like Jesus walked. 1 John 2:9 goes on to say, he who says he's in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. Verse 11, 1 John 2:11. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Wow. Israel had forgotten God, and now the enemy was closing in. Verse 12, therefore, it shall come to pass when the Lord has performed all his work, that is his discipline on Mount Zion in Jerusalem, that he will say, now watch this, I will punish the fruit of the arrogant heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his haughty looks. Now, friends, listen, let me cut you off at the pass. God is using Assyria to judge Israel, but Syria's heart has gone too far and wants to destroy Israel now. Not be a tool, but destroy it. So God says, okay, that's it. They went beyond. They went beyond what I had them as a tool to do. And they sought to destroy Israel. So now God says, I'm going to turn on this haughty nation of the Assyrian Empire. God's angry now. He did that with Egypt, by the way. Same thing. God will judge the nations of the earth, and Israel's going to be the issue. Godless leaders and rulers When they go too far, God deals with them. If they strut around and they plot against Israel, God's going to deal with them. And I shudder right now as I read that because this is biblical truth. But I want to give you this example, you guys. This is an overview of the last, 300, 400 years? I'll start this way. I want you to just track with me here. God dealing with nations. Let's talk about this one. On July 4th, 1776, America was born as a nation. And from its inception, which was on November 11th, 1620, does that ring a bell to any of you? November 11th, 1620? That's when the pilgrims got off the boat with the Mayflower Compact in their hand. That was the first government document of America. So November 11, 1620, it has had the vision to be a unique biblical Christian nation. Those are not my words. Read the Mayflower Compact. That's what it says. Over time, the United States would take its place among the nations of history as the first Judeo-Christian nation in all of world or human history. Did you know that? No other nation, not even England, stood declared in its documents, in its founding, beginning with the Mayflower Compact, that it was to be a Judeo-Christian nation. And it took that rank, first nation, only nation to date in the history of the world. The United States became the most, listen, after that, the United States became the most everything nation in human history. See, what do you mean with that? The greatest military power the world has ever seen, the United States. Okay? The richest economy in the history of mankind. The most free nation ever known in the history of man. The most highly technologically advanced in history. The list goes on. The highest standard of living, even from the colonial period. King George III was being briefed on the living standards of the basic colonial America was better in most cases than some of the elite of Europe. The crops. The United States has produced more food than any other nation in the history of mankind. Did you know, by the way, a lot of that is produced in California? At least it used to be. Did you know, and maybe this is still true, I don't know, but you know that when nations are in trouble, tsunami or earthquake or whatever, did you know that the United States still to date is the most generous responding nation in the world and has been? Did you know that? This is all good news. And from the 1840s to the 1940s, did you know that the United States became the largest haven and population of Jewish people on earth? Did you know that on November 29th, 1947, the United Nations adopted U.S. Resolution 181 that would divide the land of Israel into two parts? But quickly, on May 14th, 1948, the United States stood alone and supported David Ben-Gurion's newborn government, declaring the rebirth of the nation Israel in one day. And when asked what would the new nation's name be, Ben-Gurion announced that it would be Israel after its biblical name in the Bible from ancient times. Well, on July 14th last week, 2015, America made history again when the President of the United States led Israel's arch enemy, Persia, into the nuclear age single-handedly. You see, so what? Everybody should have a right to nuclear power. Yeah, unless your doctrine of your nation and your voice shouting on YouTube and everything else says, as soon as we can, we're going to destroy Israel and push them into the Mediterranean and wipe them off the face of the map. I wouldn't give a Twinkie or a Snickers bar to somebody that's doing that kind of chant. They could weaponize the thing. That is insane. Amazing time. America started out based on God. America was a haven for the dispersed Jew in all the world. In the Zionist movement, America was like a big brother to the birth of the nation of Israel. And President Truman stood against the forces of the world and was there for Israel on her birthday on May 14, 1948. Did you know since then, ladies and gentlemen, the United States hasn't won a war since then? Have you ever thought about that? We have the most powerful military on the face of the earth, but we haven't won a war since World War II. I think it's because we have forgotten God. This nation has slowly, systematically withdrawn its support from Israel until we are sitting here tonight, a friend of Iran and an enemy to Israel. I believe God is going to shake this country, waiting for the Christians to cry out. He's not expecting Congress to cry out. He wants the Christians to cry out. If there's any hope for this nation, it's going to be in this house, and it's going to be in other houses of worship. This is the word of God. I'm not making it up. God wants to hear from his people. Verse 13, for he says, that is the Assyrian, and by the way, all leaders with big mouths. Listen to this. Man, listen carefully. You just have to think of your own country, what I'm about to read here. So the Assyrian says, by the strength of my hand, I've done it. And by my wisdom, for I am prudent, and also I have removed the boundaries of the people. I have robbed their treasury. So I hear all these eyes. I, me, my government, my administration, my power. So I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man. Verse 14, my hand has found like the nest of the riches of the people, and as one gathers eggs that are left, I mean, I just went around, the Assyrian says, I just bowled over nations like they were taking eggs from a nest. I have gathered all the earth, and there is no one who moved his wing nor opened his mouth even a peep. He's bragging, I'm so bad. And God hears this. God hears this. God hears the leaders who strut about and boast.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called God to the Rescue, Part 2. Thanks for taking the time to join us today. And when hardships do come your way, let's stop trusting in people, because it's God who will come to our rescue. He is the only answer to all of our troubles. God to the Rescue, Part 2. It's part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, The Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. We're excited to let you know that Pastor Jack has recommended a book of the month for May. It's called Haley's Bible Handbook. Haley's Bible Handbook makes the wisdom and the message of the Bible accessible to everyone. Whether you read the Bible many times or maybe you've never checked it out before, you'll find insights into the religious culture, along with maps and settings in which each story of the Bible unfolds. Haley's Bible Handbook is written for both mind and heart, and it's completely revised and updated. There are also easy-to-understand sections on how we got the Bible and the history of the church. So head on over to our website and purchase your copy of Haley's Bible Handbook for yourself, or maybe even for someone you know who needs a little extra help in studying the Bible. Again, you'll find Haley's Bible Handbook. That's at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Our phone number, if you'd like to write this down, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.